This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A July phone call between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was the focus of impeachment hearings today on Capitol Hill. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Vice President Mike Pence's representative on the National Security Council, Jennifer Williams, thought the call involving an investigation of Joe Biden was unusual.
Struck me as political in nature, given that the former vice president is a political opponent of the president.
Career Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman with the National Security Council called it improper.
Frankly, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock.
Republicans like Utah's Chris Stewart says Democrats are going too far on the contents of the phone call.
I had to tell you, I think it's nonsense. Look, I was in the military. I could distinguish between a favor and an order.
Vindman is an immigrant who came to the U.S. as a toddler from Ukraine. He faced questions from Republicans about his loyalty. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he was moved by U.S. backing for settlements on Israeli-occupied land, but Palestinians and Arab leaders are outraged. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Monday's announcement by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo abandoned a position the United States has held for 40 years, that the settlements are inconsistent with international law. It moved Donald Trump's administration even closer to Netanyahu and further from the international position. Washington has already moved its embassy to Jerusalem, recognized Israel's annexation of the occupied Golan Heights, and cut international assistance to Palestinians. The settlements are built in the West Bank, which Israel seized in a 1967 war, and the Fourth Geneva Convention forbids an occupying power from settling part of its population in captured territory.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. You're listening to VOA News.